Jesus Christ has power. Jesus Christ has power. Here in the gospel today, everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him. Jesus Christ has the power to heal us physically, which is one of the lesser forms of his power. We hear in the first reading from St. Paul that he has an even greater power, that he has the power to forgive our transgressions and to ransom us from the bonds that we fell into with Satan and the other demons, the bonds that would send us to hell. Jesus Christ broke those bonds by his cross. St. Paul says it in no uncertain terms. He brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. Not only did he do that, he humiliated all the demons who held us in bonds. Despoiling the principalities and the powers, he made a public spectacle of them, leading them away in triumph by it. The cross has power in our lives, and in our baptism, most of us maybe as infants, but those of you who are adults, when you're baptized, all the sins committed, completely obliterated. And of course, we are grateful in our sacramental life that we have that sacrament of confession too, that renews the baptism within us and obliterates our sins. And we can believe that in one part of our brain and think, okay, I've been forgiven. But there's something that we can be victim to that traditionally was called the devil's blackmail. So the devil, world flesh and the devil, tempt us to do things that are opposed to Christ, that are opposed to our well-being, and we choose badly. And all those temptations are so strong, we know the right thing to do, and we say, and we fall. But then Christ the whole time and the angels and saints are saying, don't fall, don't fall, don't fall. And then we fall. And it kind of flips. The devil, who is the one encouraging us, then comes back at us and says, how could you do that? You really did that? Oh, you're an embarrassment. You're disgusting. How can you even show your face in church? I wouldn't even go to church anymore because what you did was so shameful. And then we hear that voice and we think, that's the voice of God. That's I messed up and now God is mad at me and he doesn't want to see me anymore. And really, that's the voice of the devil, because Jesus Christ has power. And he has the power to free us from all the bonds that we've earned from our sins. And he takes that away from us. And once those sins are forgiven, they're nailed to the cross, never to be seen in our lives again. Jesus is not the one who holds our sins against us. Jesus destroys our sins. Jesus obliterates them, St. Paul says, obliterates them from our heart, completely destroys the bonds that we've made because of sin. The devil wants us to remain in bondage. So he constantly reminds us of the dumb things that we've done, the sins that we've committed, the errors that we've made, the places that we've hurt other people, that we've hurt ourselves. That's not God, that's the devil. And whenever we feel like that, whenever we've said, oh, well, I've confessed this sin, but it's just, I can't believe I'm so bad, blah, blah, blah. That is not God. God wants to destroy that in your heart and to silence that stupid little voice once and for all. So if ever that voice comes up in your heart, take it to the cross. Say to Jesus, I'm going to nail this to the cross, and I'm never going to look at it again. I'm going to learn my lesson, but you're the one who has to take this. I can't take it. I'm weak. I'm a sinner. I'm small. You're strong. You can take that sin. You can obliterate the bonds that it created for me. So take our sins, Jesus. Take our sins and all the effects of our sins and obliterate them with your cross.